Simply Done, the podcast network.
Personally, for me...
No, don't mention it at all.
I'm just saying, for me, when I look at it personally, the way I see it, for me, when I look at it personally, how I feel about it, I think this is really great news for us.
It's good news, but we can't make it an announcement.
It's awesome. Oh, my. Sorry, dude. Whoa, Scaremaster. When did you get there?
I just used the restroom.
Oh, no. This isn't a public restroom. This isn't a fast food restaurant. This is a top secret location in West Hollywood. Don't tell me to shut up.
Come on. Let's
wow, when
going.
I hit you in the fanny pack, it's like a maraca.
Is it? That. It does. What is that? Oh, pills. Vitamins and things like that, right? It does kind of shake.
Aspirin.
That's aspirin?
Yeah.
How many aspirin you got on you at any time? How much?
500.
500. So you're ready if the zombie war breaks out and you get a headache. You're like, I'm good.
You're there for about a year.
I'm ready.
You're of headache free.
How big of a headache could you possibly get?
How many aspirin a day do you take?
It all depends on when I have a headache or not.
Oh. Okay, like today, how many have you had?
Three this morning.
Three? You take three?
Can we all have some?
No.
You've got 500. Oh, wait. 500 minus three is... And you know what this tune is?
Sure do.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody, your old pal Don Barris.
Malinsky. Walter Malinsky. Ta-da!
Are you sure?
Like James Bond.
You sure it's Malinsky? Right? Right, Mo?
Say your fucking name.
Oh, my name. Oh.
Caramello.
Caravello, motherfucker! That's Scary Perry Caravello. Oh. C-A-R-A-V as in Victor. E-double-L-O.
Oh.
Caravello.
Knock.
Yeah, I see that you're in one of those really good moods today.
We'll not
really.
We'll
take that away from you real quick.
Oh, you're going to take it away from me real quick?
What's going on, Scaremaster?
Well, with this or...
No, I see you have your paperwork.
Okay.
We never get to that at the beginning. So, what's up?
Meaning
anything.
I want to know what's happening with the up-and-coming movie.
Wait a second. May I say something?
Yeah, I want to say something.
Hold on a second.
When are we doing Windy City Heat Part 2?
That's not you saying it's okay. I could say something. Can I say something?
Something. Dan, next.
Dan?
Go right ahead.
You've been crying?
A little.
Scaremaster, don't make fun of his
He's
feelings.
He's crying. I thought I'm the one that only cries.
You know, I almost like it better when you're just obnoxious and an asshole. Because
that's when I'm the best.
Well, this nice Perry is a disgusting human being just as much
I
as
like
the other
nice
one.
Perry. He's,
I don't like nice
I,
Perry at
it's
all.
It's nice because you know what? That's the kind of Perry that it bakes up a nice fresh
the nice Perry,
a nice fresh batch of blondies for everybody.
I've only got one blondie left out of those.
Says, come on over, guys. I'm having a spaghetti dinner over at my place.
No, she's not.
It's 7722 Reseda Boulevard.
Oh, really?
Don't be late.
Anyway, so
well,
what
really?
We, Perry, we're trying to do something here. Stop interrupting
really?
Us. Perry.
You better edit that fucking address out of the goddamn show.
I can't. I can only have four edits a show. So we'll see.
Well, the show's over with then.
Why?
Are you quitting again? You're trying to get this thing.
First off, I'm quitting because today's my mom's birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, how's she doing?
She's been gone since July of 2009. Yes.
Oh.
She's been
sorry.
Gone. Okay. So if my mom was alive, she'd be 86.
Oh, so Jeez. She would probably still be dead though, because 86—that's really old. She'd be dead from something else at 86.
Being 86 at 86.
Wow, she had you when she was really young.
37.
How and you're what? How old?
29.
49, remember, for about the fourth year in a row. Anyway, it's time that we let you, the home listener, get involved in our show. That's right. It's time once again for our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
If you've never heard this before, this is the segment of the show where you... That's right. You,
Me?
The listener. No, not you, Mole. I'm talking about... You, the listener. You can be part of the fun here. All you have to do is send $10 cash to us. That's no checks, no money orders. That's straight cash, homie. You send that along with a very short, brief letter telling us what you want to tell us. And that's
great
our...
green, Gene.
That's really funny, Perry. You're on a real roll in this positive attitude you're having today. You send that $10 cash
to 7722 Reseda Boulevard,
apartment you better
number 102.
Sweet, that's your apartment number.
You better
number.
Address, edit that address out.
No. You want to send it to
7722.
Shut up. If you send it there, you will never get it read.
It'll be read. It'll be brought here, and it'll be read.
Not by you, it won't. You're going to rip us off again?
Again?
Yeah.
When did I report?
All right, listen,
time?
Shut up. I'm trying to get the address out there. You send that to $10 shout out, care of Don Barra, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. And we have a few of them today. Let's see here.
Oh, so I get the few.
Shut the fuck up. You're not funny at all.
He is pretty funny, though.
No, he's not. All right. Dear Perry, why do you keep knocking on man-on-man sex like it's something that only gay people do? The fact is, you can have a fully heterosexual sex with another man. All straight men prefer women. But sometimes we hit a dry spell, like the one you're in right now. When that happens, a straight man has to rely on his bros to give him a hand. And I
I'm not that way.
Okay, let me read.
And I'm a religious guy. I don't go that route.
Whoa, is that why? It's the Javajo.
Jehovah's Witnesses.
Wait a second.
Wow.
That's why you gave it up.
Gave it up? I never started it to begin with.
Well, you know.
You did that thing that time. All right, let me read on. I can remember when I was 20 years old, I was still a virgin, and one of my best bros took me aside and said, "Bro, you need to get laid. Let me do you a solid." Next thing I knew, my pants were on my ankles, and my bro was giving me a blow. As long as you don't think about gay love, it's not gay. It's just two heterosexual men taking care of each other's
needs.
Two
faggots going down on each other.
Okay, that's not the opinions of the rest of us here at the Big Three Podcast.
Well, see, that's the reason why the show's over, because I'm not a faggot, and I'm done being involved with faggots.
You're Javajo.
Jehovah's
Witnesses.
You don't
do that stuff anymore.
And we don't believe in dogs. We believe in Jehovah God.
Let me get back to this. Just like when you had sex with Randy. See? That wasn't gay at all. You were just two horny straight guys that needed some release.
It was because I got
Christine Applegate movie
on a film set.
God, we've heard this a million times, Perry. Will you stop bragging about that?
Everybody knows about it.
Bragging about it? You goddamn right. I'm gonna say this
every show.
I'm gonna say the fucking truth.
Let me tell you a little about myself.
Shut your fucking mouth.
My name is Scaremaster. And I want to see a commercial for Alvarado Hospital.
All right, let's stop.
Real quick, I'm not reading any of this.
Let me get back to
this. You guys can go fuck yourselves.
What are you talking, Perry? Nobody's saying a damn thing.
It's over.
If you get up, I'm going to push you back down. Let me read on, Perry. I consider you one of my bros, Perry, so if you ever need sexual comfort, give me a call.
Your mom's not involved.
But you better be thinking about a chick when I've got my lips wrapped around your cock.
Sorry.
Because I ain't no fag.
Sorry, Dimitri Moreland.
Oh, how wrong you were, because it says sincerely, Ken Masters.
So Ken Masters also likes you. He likes you as a dude, though. He just wants to hang out and have some bro time.
All right. We've got
another homo time, these fucking queers.
Got another one here.
Sick and tired of it. I'm not gay, never was gay.
Harry, will you stop bragging? Just stop. Nobody
Dear
wants
Big
to
Three,
hear this.
My name is Roland, and I love the Big Three podcast as well as the cult classic Windy City Heat. I'm a college freshman, and me and my friends think the podcast is top notch.
Oh,
I have started news that I think may be more than just a coincidence. It all started when I moved into college on my first day. When I arrived at my new college dorm, I met my new roommate, Charlie Trachtenberg. Charlie was all right at first, but the longer he lived today, the more I started to notice certain characteristics very similar to your own Scary Perry Caramello. For instance, he continually yells and screams, treats women like garbage, and smells like garlic boiled in hot dog water. Last week, Charlie's unprofessionalism reached a new level when he faked his own admission to a mental hospital simply to get out of taking a midterm. Sound familiar, Scaremaster?
I wasn't taking a midterm one.
Do you mean
the
similarities between my roommates and Perry
yet?
Have not have got to be more than a coincidence? Under the suspicion that Perry and Charlie are somehow related, I asked my roommate about his family. Shockingly, he told me he was adopted, and the only thing he knew about his biological father is that he worked as a casting director, and his first name is Randy. Ooh. I know Scaremaster says Randy swallowed his ooey-gooey man seed like a milkshake, but could it have been possible that Randy could have saved Perry's S-C word and fathered a child with him? Danimal, please get to the bottom of this. Thanks, Big Three.
Thank you.
Thank you, Roland.
Roland.
Scaremaster, you think he kept your man jam and made a baby?
Impossible.
Impossible or improbable?
Impossible.
Improbable
impossible.
Or impractical?
Impossible.
Impractical or
immoral.
Immoral.
Immoral. Okay, let's get on with the next one. Dear Big Three, being a professional computer hacker has its good days and it has its bad days. The bad days are...
thanks, fucker, because my computer's been hacked.
May I please
wait a second.
On.
Is this a computer supposed to give us back that you got and we get a third of?
No, my computer's been hacked.
We've never got that.
I never got my days in the computer.
I never have either.
Well, the fucking computer.
All right, let me read on.
We'll come over and fix it up.
You can't fix shit.
I don't know that until he gives it a try.
He's not allowed in my house.
I'm
going to
just come in to fix a computer,
man. You can't do shit.
I can totally fix your computer. You give me a butter knife and a duct tape.
Let me read on. Being a professional computer hacker has its good days and it has its bad days. The bad days are due mainly because people understand that they should keep certain information private. My job is to somehow get this information from the person that I'm trying to ruin the life of. Well, I made it clear to everyone the person's life that I'm trying to make a living hell. And now I realize that he may be the dumbest human being on this earth.
Is he talking about me?
My first guess, and I haven't read on.
No way.
I'll bet he is.
No way.
Well, we'll see. I couldn't believe that this moron put a picture of his driver's license up online. Did you do that?
For 2 seconds, I accidentally hit the online button.
Well, let me see what he says here. My first thought that he was trying to confuse me with a fake driver's license, but nope, it was real. Right down to his Canoga Park post office box address with the worst driver's license picture that I've ever seen in my life.
Can we see your license, Scaremaster, just so we know what he's talking about?
No.
Let's just see it, just so we know what he's talking
about.
Don't
worry about it.
Just hold it up. We're not going to hold it.
Nobody's
just hold
gonna
it up.
Nobody's going to do anything. All right, I'll read on while you get that
it's
up.
It's called show business. Like, show us your
Thank
driver's
you.
License.
Absolutely. All right, I'll read on while you're getting this out because this will take 45 minutes. I would like to personally thank the Gypsy Liar for making my job much more easy. Speaking of the Gypsy Liar.
Forget it. It's not coming out of the wallet.
Do you want to see what
No!
was?
Why?
Because she's going to take a picture and that'll go
she
up on the fucking
go,
site.
She can't.
Janet, your look goes like this. You take a picture of my fucking license and go online again, I get fucked. Period.
Well, let's see what he's
master.
Doing
we
here.
Just
finish reading the goddamn thing so I can get the fuck out of here.
I'm going to take a picture of your license with my eye cameras.
The great thing is he's back to that old obnoxious person.
Come on, so we sit back down.
All right, let me read on. Speaking of the Gypsy Liar, last week's Perry's...
The Gypsy Liar, right.
Well, okay. How do you know he's talking about you?
Well, who else talks about the Gypsy Liar?
All right, let me see what he says. Speaking of the Gypsy Liar, last week's Perry's sexcapades was the most ridiculous, unbelievable lie. Oh, look at that picture.
That's actually a good picture.
I pulled my hair back, yes.
Let me see. Pull it a little... How old are you in this thing? Let me see.
2008.
Let me see. That's actually a good picture you caught.
Oh, look at the picture.
God damn. If you don't hand that motherfucker back to me.
I'm just showing him the picture.
My headphones got jammed up.
See You're going to rip it.
I'm not going to rip them.
Come on. No, just look, and I got to give it back to Perry.
How much does he say he weighs?
195?
Oh, yeah.
185.
All right, continuing on.
That's what I was, 185.
185.
Speaking of the gypsy liar, last week's Perry sexcapades was the most ridiculous, unbelievable lie that I've ever heard. Does Perry think that there are other living people as gullible as he is? Come on, Perry. You made love to two hotties and their mother, who you claimed was even hotter? I'm really thinking that it's Perry's constant lying that is my number one reason that I hate his fucking guts so much.
Scaremaster, you did make love to those women and their mom. Swearing your mother's eternal soul.
Yes.
Swearing your mom's soul.
You damn right.
Wow.
Damn right.
All those ladies and their and the mom's friend and their husbands.
Well, this guy
wrong.
No, I think what he did. If I remember the story correctly, two hot chicks.
Two girls from
and
the beach,
you brought them back.
And their mother.
And their mother, who was even hotter than they
were.
Yeah, I believe that. All right, let me read on. But this guy, I don't think, believes you, and I think he doesn't like you. He goes on to say.
Jealous, that's all.
Okay, he goes on to say, I sometimes think that I would love to dig up the corpse of Perry's childhood dog, Cricket.
No.
Oh, God.
I'd then like to videotape my pit bull, Skullfucker, repeatedly raped the corpse of Perry's only childhood friend. Unfortunately, I'm led to believe the way Cricket passed on was Perry's family sold the doggy to a Vietnamese restaurant, so it looks like that's not going to happen. I know that I'm just really a good computer hacker that wants to help out, and I have no input on how the podcast is run, but what still really pisses me off is that you guys enable this Jehovah Gypsy. But there is a promise that I have for you guys and to the Big Three fans. I will find any and all information to bring Perry down.
Whoa.
And again, I don't think he's ever denied that he's gay. Your loyal fan, friend, and worker, Hugh A. Craig III, editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks.
Wait a second. Do you think...
I don't know this
Cricket,
fucking guy.
Cricket was the first dog they that he prayed to?
That is
You know what, motherfucker?
Maybe there's other dogs.
We don't pray to dogs. We pray to God.
Let me ask you a question.
Jehovah
How old were you when you became a Jehovah Witness?
I was six.
Six?
Just around the time when you got Cricket.
Exactly.
We've had the dog since I was born.
And you used to put tapioca under your armpits and Cricket would eat it out of there. You'd laugh and laugh.
Let me ask you this. Do you think there's any way that Cricket's soul went to heaven when you became a Jehovah Witness?
No. Because...
Do you remember as a child worshiping the dog?
Wait a second.
I didn't worship a dog.
All Dogs Go to Heaven movie.
I didn't worship a dog.
Might be a Jabberho
message.
Dogs
don't get worshipped like God gets worshipped. Oh, my God. You know, you guys, your blasphemous remarks.
Okay, I'm not doing any of that.
It is a blast, though. This is a blast.
I think that you should be upset with Hugh A. Craig III, this computer hacker.
Listen, before we go any further, and I want to read this letter that we just got in the $10 shout-outs. I got to stop for a second, and I got to acknowledge a true hero of a man.
Scary Perry.
Scaremaster, this isn't about you for a second. Dan, I gotta give my own $10 shout-out to thank you for doing something that has been driving me and some of the fans of the Big Three Podcast a little crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very, very excited to announce that I have Mr. Giant Dog back.
Oh, yeah.
Dan found him.
Thank you.
But here's the weird thing.
What?
When I lost him, he was a Great Dane. Dan found him, and he's not a Great Dane, or he's a Terrier, but... He said it's Mr. Giant Dog.
Okay, why would I lie? Really... Let's go on to the $10 shout out.
Does he have teeth?
Dear Big Three, in exchange for the enclosed $10, I would like to get your opinion about a story I've written for publication. It's called The Gift of the Gay Guys. It's Christmas, and Scary Perry doesn't have any money to buy his lover a gift. Randy will be home soon, and Perry would really like to have something for him. Perry has the
would
perfect gift.
Would you fucking homos get over this fucking shit? That happened 20 fucking plus years ago.
Can we hear the story?
Christ almighty, my God, you fucking faggots.
Perry has the
grow on and move forward. Stop going backwards.
That's what I say.
Grow on.
And go forward.
Perry has the perfect gift in mind for Randy, a classy display case for his prized sea-stained $45 Tehachapi contract signed by his lover. Perry won't sell his blood, and his sea shots are worth zero, so he decides to do what he swore he never would do, sells his precious set of stainless steel anal plugs, the set he used with and stole it from Richard Heaney. Perry has an empty feeling about selling his plugs, but his love for Randy quickly filled the void. The display case looks beautiful, and Perry excitedly presented it to Randy as soon as he arrived home, saying, "Randy, you know I love you. I sold my anal plugs and bought this classy display case for your Tehachapi contract." Randy's strange reaction led Perry to ask what was wrong, and Randy
"Excuse
answered,
me.
Perry, you know I love you as well. I sold the Tehachapi contract to buy you this antibacterial humidor for your anal plugs." Of all who give and receive gifts, such as they are the wisest. Everywhere they are the wisest. They are the gay guys. Yours truly, Henry O.
Oh.
Oh, and here's a picture of Scaremaster, the worst fat guy I know.
Let me see.
That's not me.
It is. Look at it.
That's photoshopped with my face on some fucking homo. Sure?
It's your face on there, dude.
It might be my face, but that's not my body.
It looks like you. All right, we've got one last shout-out here, and we might as well get to that, right? Why are you shaking your head?
Because it's not me.
It is you. Look at it.
It's a face on somebody else's body.
It's not, Scaremaster. It's your face.
Right, my face on somebody else's body.
I don't know, dude.
How do you do that? How can you take
computer
your face
graph
out? Computer graph.
It's a computer. It's where they.
How do you do that?
Oh, you know what we should do on our show?
They cut the face
podcast?
Out and they.
You know what we should do, you guys?
It's cut and paste on the internet.
We should do one of those promos. Only two episodes left before the dramatic explosion or something. Some kind of
Oh, God.
You know, with like big words.
Yeah, well, that's a fantastic.
Only two episodes left before the season finale explosion. Psh, 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 psh.
All right, let's see what
I got.
Some, here.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, this comes from a guy by the name of Corey Cornett in Los Angeles. Here we go. Hello, Big Three. My name is Madison, and I am a huge fan of the podcast and of the cult movie classic Windy City Heat. I remember that movie.
Yeah,
I'm especially a big fan and admirer of the Scaremaster Perry Caravello. Oh, that's actually
nice.
Finally. Just like Perry, skateboarding is a passion of mine. I first got introduced to skateboarding when I was in high school. I was a typical cheerleader who dated the varsity quarterback. That's when he showed me the basics of skating. Since then, we have broken up, and I've been heavily
dedicated. Wait, hold on a
second.
Would you hook
career.
Up with this cheerleader?
Well, you know what? Let me read on a little bit. I model for a few agencies in the L.A. area, and my work can be seen in countless magazines and on billboards. As a big fan of yours and of skateboards, I was thinking that maybe we can work together.
Depends Whoa. On who she is.
Scaremass, you'd be into working with a cheerleader who's a fan of the Big Three and
if
a model.
If it's a female, not a guy.
With my real good looks and beauty and your Canadian hard rock maple boards, maybe we can expand your board line to the next level. Are you reading between the lines of what she's saying here?
If it's a chick, maybe. If it's a guy, no fucking way.
I see large financial profits for the both of us. I had brought tons of success to many other popular clothing brands and to car companies. I've taken the liberty to do a sample photo with one of your boards. I already have visions of your boards and me gracing the billboards all along Sunset Boulevard. Perry, I hope to hear from you soon so we can arrange a date for you, my manager and I, all of us to meet. P.S. I hope you enjoy the attached photo from Corey. Whoa, that is your board.
Let me see.
It's your board, dude.
Let me see the... Oh, God. If I don't get to see it, it's a faggot with my board.
You don't know he's a faggot.
He's got no fucking clothes on. All the way down to his pubic hairs.
Yeah, but he could be like one of those Abercrombie dudes.
I'm not doing a fucking billboard.
Why don't you just take your shirt off, stand next to him with your boards, and you can do an Abercrombie together?
Oh, my God. No fucking way.
Would you work at the mall with your shirt off to be an Abercrombie dude? With that dude? With your skateboards? if they sold you skateboards?
What's the pay?
We're going to start you off. Let's touch up minimum, but I will tell you this.
Minimum? Give me a number, fucker.
Well, I will tell you this. You are going to be able to sell your boards in Abercrombie, and you're going to be able to get
give me a number.
Portion. I'm going to say 12%.
That's not enough. That's not bad. Whoa. Look at this next thing. I'm going to need
99.9% or it doesn't work.
And then the shirt comes off?
That means $100,000 up front.
To take your shirt off?
$250,000 for you, you fuck.
Well, that's why we're never going to get a movie done. You're just too expensive to work with.
You really are. All right, I need a judgment call here. Now, this next thing is not a $10 shout out. It's more of a quiz.
Oh.
Should I
read
this?
But there is money in the envelope.
There is money involved. Should I do this?
What's the quiz?
I'm asking, should I close out the $10 shout out and then do this or include this in the
$10
shout out?
I think you close out the $10 shout out.
Include all right. It.
No, we can do it after the $10 shout out, but I got to close out the $10 shout out.
Close out the $10 shout out.
And that was today's $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Before we do the quiz for all that money,
yes.
How much money is there?
I'm not going to tell you.
Well, that's a ripoff right there.
Why?
Because you're not informing us.
I'll tell you when I read the letter, you fuck.
Read the letter, you fuck.
He just said I shouldn't. He said before we get to that.
I just really quickly, because I want to do the quiz for all this money. But Scaremaster, because you are a worldly guy, what is your take on the whole Gaza Strip thing going on right now with Israel?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I've got no comments to make on that. Because I don't understand it that much.
What do you know about it?
All I know is that it's...
What can you tell our listeners?
I don't understand the fact that they're killing each other.
Interesting viewpoint.
I think it's stupid. I think it's pointless. It's ridiculous.
Well, what would you say to Hamas and Israel
if you could right now? If he was sitting right here, what would you say to him?
Stop the fucking war.
Stop the what?
Stop the fucking war.
Well, you didn't say that the first time, though. Was that you burping?
I tried to say. Yeah, I was trying to hold up. You know.
Now, the ceasefire is going on, but it's tenuous at best.
Yeah.
Does this hold?
I have no idea.
Ooh, interesting. If you had to make an educated guess, will the ceasefire hold?
I have no idea. It would be nice to see that the ceasefire holds. You know, those guys over there in Gaza and in Israel and that side of the planet that are fighting. Number one, what's the fight over? Money? Power? Oil? Gas? You know?
It's actually land.
So you know about this?
Well, I think it's
not as much as you.
I don't know. It's over land?
Yeah, mostly.
Okay.
All right, well, that was...
Kick their fucking ass! Oh! No.
If they could send bands over there to try to bring try to some kind of mellow,
out.
What bands do you think they should send over there? Three bands.
Three bands?
For a concert to keep the ceasefire going.
Let's see. The Bee Gees?
Those guys are mostly dead.
I think there's one left.
Ha, staying alive.
Oh, that'd be
fun.
That's funny.
That would be funny.
See, I threw that in there because we're trying to keep them alive.
Yeah,
we're trying to keep them alive, and instead of and they're all dying.
That's a funny joke.
Being sarcastic.
You're really good at improv. Really good.
So, let's not be sarcastic. Let's be real. Let's see what bands.
What
bands to send over though? Let's see: the Sex Pistols, the Clash, the Ramones. End of story.
All right. Well, a lot of those bands are almost dead, no longer working together. Well, anyway, let's get on to this thing.
Oh, punk rockers.
Okay.
All right.
Dear Big Three, it really saddened me when I heard that Mole is hurting for money. So I thought that I'd send
Mole's hurting for money.
Another trivia game.
I'm hurting for money.
Today's game, is this a Chicago Bear or a Green Bay Packer?
Oh, what are you going to do? Say fair.
Bears.
Shut up. Now I'll read this again. Today's game is Chicago Bear or Green Bay Packer. We have five questions, and each correct answer has a $100 prize.
I lose out of that.
What do you mean?
Because I'm not good at these trivias.
Okay.
I want to try to get it. How much money?
Okay, you have to answer correctly. Don will be the judge of who answers first. Which team does the following person most identify with? George Papa
Chicago.
Bear. George Papa Bear Hallis.
That's
is Chicago.
That's the Bears.
Bear.
That's the Bears. Yeah.
Okay. There's $100 for you.
Thank you very much.
You've already prepped this guy on this.
I haven't prepped this guy
bullshit.
On any. I just
George Papa
the fuck.
Bear Hallis. Come
so
on, dude.
So easy.
Come on.
All right. Herb Adderley.
Yeah, Green Bay. Come on. Okay, Herb Adderley.
God.
I believe he played in the first couple Super Bowls. Yeah. One of the stars. Brian
Chicago.
Piccolo.
Brian Song.
Brian
it's the hand of time. Brian Piccolo. It's Brian Song.
I know it's
dude.
Brian Piccolo.
Well, why
Brian
don't you
Song.
Say it?
It's already been. You guys have already pressed
No, we
it.
Haven't. I haven't
You're
done shit.
Fuck.
I'm hearing right. this thing for the first time.
Bart
Green
Starr.
Bay Packers. Bart Starr. Come on, dude.
All right. Give him a chance here.
God. Give him one of these hundreds?
No, don't
That'd
give
be it. Nice.
You need the money.
You're don't right.
He doesn't need the money. I need
okay,
the money.
Here's right. the last
Let's
one.
The
okay,
fucking...
Say it
okay,
slow. Say it slow so he gets it.
Walter
Green Bay Packers.
That's the fucking Bears.
Who?
Walter Kiesling.
Okay. Walter Sweet Guy. Kiesling.
That's the Bears.
Kiesling. Walter...
Not Kiesley.
I'm just
it's
I'm
Walter
Kiesling. Walter Kiesling.
Walter Kiesling.
Green Bay Packers.
Packers.
Yeah, he later went on to coach the Pittsburgh Steelers, and what he became famous for was that he was the coach that did not
God.
Let rookie Johnny Unitas play a down during the preseason games. He later cut
and
him.
And fucking mold, Mr. Rich over here
if,
needs money.
So
I need
continue,
the money. I have no money anymore. I need money.
Johnny
oh,
Unitas
really?
Was later picked up by the Baltimore Colts, where he went on to have a Hall of Fame career. Wow, some good questions, and I thank you very much.
You thank- know... You know what I will tell you? Can you hold this for me? Because I don't want to lose it before I leave.
I'll be more than happy to.
Don't mix it up with the reward money. He got the reward money,
You know what
master.
Else I would say?
Can I tell Scaremaster about it? He
no.
got the reward money from Little Laddie's
no.
Pies
oh,
that they put that money out
Perry
for the reward
care.
For, Mr. Giant Dog.
Perry doesn't
And
care.
Since he found it and turned into a terrier, he got the whole reward money.
How much was that?
Let's just not talk about that, okay?
Why not?
You're probably going to end up giving it to that pilot. What was that pilot?
I don't want
to... The one that you killed?
We wow. didn't kill him.
Wow.
He died of a heart attack, ass fuck.
Anyway, that is...
And you're talking about Eric Hartman, the pilot that we had that died of a heart attack.
Yeah.
Eric.
The Hartman Foundation.
Eric. Yeah,
The Hartman Fund.
Well, it's actually the Eric
Hartford.
Hartman Memorial Fund is what it's called, I
Hartman
believe.
Hartman Memorial Fund.
Well, that was fun. Thank you very much for that. And that was, I guess, today's trivia quiz. Wait a minute. Is that a phone call that I hear? Could you send that through for us, please?
Buonasera, bigatria, buonasera. A little Louis Prima.
Hey, Mr. Adams, how are you?
Mr. Adams.
Hey, Mr. Giant Dog back. Thanks.
Well, don't mention it. I'll tell you something. I couldn't have done it without Mr. Barnes.
It was my pleasure to help you out, Mr. Adams.
Well, yes, of course. It was all of our pleasure to pitch in and help out Mole and Mr. Giant Dog.
Even though it doesn't really look like Mr. Giant Dog.
Or should I say, the terrier formerly known as Mr. Giant Dog.
Right, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Adams!
It doesn't look like Mr. Giant Dog anymore, you know?
Adams!
Well, Mr. Barnes explained that to you, didn't he?
Of course I did. Yeah.
He didn't explain that. I probably don't remember what Mr. Giant Dog looked like anymore, so that's why I don't remember.
Yes, yes, precisely, precisely. Now let's move on from that, and let's think happy thoughts.
Yeah, let's move on from there. Let's go to this.
And not whether or not Mr. Giant Dog himself was sold to the Chinese to be weaponized.
What?
Adams, I need to ask you something.
Let him talk.
No. Happy thoughts. What I'm saying is, what is Mr. Barnes going to do with all the reward money from Little Laddie Meat Pies?
Well, I haven't really thought about it yet.
How about making
well,
Windy City Heat
perhaps
too?
You should. Maybe Perry has an idea how you should spend it. Perry?
Windy City Heat too?
Give it no. to Perry.
No, he's not. He's not going to give it to you. You did nothing to help save the terrier formerly known as Mr. Giant Dog.
Windy City Heat 2! When are we going to make Windy
Shut
City Heat Part 2?
Maybe I'll give it to the Eric Hartman Memorial Fund. I think that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, yes. Our dear departed dead pilot from a few podcasts back. Yes.
Yeah, this show's so fucking unprofessional.
Yes. Well, anywho, what else is happening? Anyone getting any new haircuts or cute tops?
No, pretty much all the same stuff. No cute tops.
Not as of yet, anyway.
Yes, just... All right, well, I just called in to join the gab sesh. How about, say, tickle everyone's funny boners?
That's apparently, like, his boner tickled.
Yes, I bet he would.
He's talking about doing jokes, Scaremaster.
Yes, a jokey artichokey. Are we ready? What does the terrier, formerly known as Mr. Giant Dog, love to use in the shower?
Shampoodle. It is him.
Indeed it is. Now enjoy that reward money, Mr. Barnes. Toodles.
Thank you, Mr. Adams. Bye.
Ciao.
Scaremaster, ask him about the Windy City 2 now.
I tried. He said toodles.
Why did you say that this show's the most unprofessional show?
Because it's shit.
What do you mean?
It's shit. It sucks.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why?
When are we going to do the fucking movie, you loser?
What did Perry. I do?
You're a part of the fucking, you're a part of the fucking John Quincy Adams' life.
Well, first off, no one's going to hire you because you charge, you keep saying $100,000,
$250,000.
Kind of
so
money.
No one's going to,
nobody.
Threaten to sue everybody. So no one's
going
to.
When did I threaten to sue? I haven't said threaten anybody lately.
Not today.
I haven't said to anybody that I'm going to sue them lately.
Perry, do you really believe people forget about that?
You know what? Fuck you. It was a long time ago. It's over.
So you think everybody's forgotten about it?
And are you done suing people?
Well, then guess what?
What?
There is not going to be a Windy City Part 2.
Why not?
Because look at you guys.
What did I do?
You're involved.
Hey, what do you mean?
You're involved.
With the mafia?
Whoa. What does that mean?
Don't worry about it. You don't need to know.
What do you mean by that, Perry?
You don't need to know.
What do you mean I don't need to know?
You already do know. You're involved, too.
What am I involved with? Did you
screwing
just burp
me.
Again? How are we screwing you?
We don't have part two happening.
So get it. Make it happen, dude.
You know what?
Go make it happen.
I'm trying. I believe you and your fucking lawyer friend fucked up the first time we had a movie
that
ready to go.
That was years ago.
Maybe three, four years ago. Oh, and people forgot that? People forgot about it?
Well, you know what? That
what?
Happened then, and it would have happened now, too, because no money, when the money was in the contract, I never saw a paycheck.
You broke every fucking thing in that contract.
Bullshit.
You know what, Perry? You're absolutely right. I take back everything I say. I keep forgetting. You're entitled to everything.
15%.
Of what?
Of sales.
What sales?
How
much do we get? Do we all get that?
We were supposed to.
Well, I didn't get that.
I believe it did say we would get 12.5%.
12.5%.
Split between the three of us amongst the profits of the movie Windy City Heat.
Right.
All right.
Would you put that fucking thing down?
What are you talking about? Oh, you're talking to Mole?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's smoking weed.
It's apple juice.
That's apple cherry tobacco.
That's weed to me.
I don't think so, dude.
And you're in here. I don't want it. I don't want to breathe that shit.
I don't either.
Well, there's smoke still going. Maybe you should at least suck that in.
I'd like to get this money that he's talking about.
You know, if you can just straighten up, I have a feeling some things nice are going to happen.
You know, as a matter of fact,
when?
I think there's something really big happening.
Mole, don't say anything.
I'm going to say something. How would you like, and you, Dan, and you, Maul, like to go to the Sundance Film Festival and record a podcast from Midnight Podcast, Big Three, from the Sundance Film Festival, to inaugurate the beginning of a new chapter in the Big Three where I start a whole new series with... What's that search engine? It's not Bing. It's the other one.
You're thinking of Google.
Google!
And I told you not to say anything about this.
Done deal. Okay, the deal's not done yet.
What's going on?
Okay.
Forget it, Scaremaster.
This is why I said don't say anything.
I thought you said say something.
No, I said don't say anything.
Ugh. So there's something supposed to happen.
Forget
with the
it, Scaremaster.
Just forget it. It's you know what? I heard.
Don't say nothing because it's a paycheck that I'm going to be robbed again over, right?
You're not going to
be robbed.
How are
you
going
to be robbed?
Nothing has happened yet, you dope.
As a matter of fact, the last paycheck at the Comedy Store for your celebration of you jerking that guy off.
Dude, you didn't get robbed.
Yeah, but you jerked that guy off and you got an extra $800 for it, and I only got
$100. You're a fucking lying piece of shit.
You know, let's just forget that bullshit. That happened a long time ago.
God, I didn't jerk nobody off.
That happened a long time ago. Okay, I heard some wonderful news. I heard that Perry, on his own, watched a movie and did a movie review.
Yes.
So if you'd like to, what we could do is... It is time once again for a little thing called Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
Okay, Perry's Movie Time.
Now, so what is this, Perry?
The name of the movie is Mambo.
What did you go see?
Italiano.
What was it?
It was a little... It's
Mambo
a,
Italiano?
Yeah, it's a little
it's
gay
called
film.
Mambo Italiano?
It's a little gay film.
Now, what is this movie about, Perry?
The movie is named Mambo Italiano.
What's it about?
It's about the... It stars Luke Kirby as Angelo Barberini.
Wait a minute, I've heard about this. This is just a movie that you happen to be watching on your own?
Not happen
is that
to be
John
watching.
Travolta?
No, not happen to be watching on my
you
own.
You said Barberino's in it.
No, stupid. It's Angelo Barberini. B-A-R.
Whoa.
B-E-R.
Mr. Carter.
I-N-I.
Oh, Mr. Carter.
It's not John Travolta, you faggot. Angelo Barberini.
Oh.
I'm going to read. Let me read this real quick.
All right.
Angelo Barberini.
And he was in Staying Alive.
Shut up!
It's just the song that they played to Hamas.
The movie review's over.
No, finish it. Go.
Do you remember his comeback in...
if you say another fucking word and you say another fucking word, the fucking movie review's over.
I want to find out what happens to Barberino.
Shut up!
What is your problem, dude?
You guys are going to let me have a fucking time! Shut the fuck up!
Wow.
Staying alive.
What are
goddamn
you doing?
Goddamn show's over.
What are you talking? Perry.
A goddamn show.
See, this is why we can't get the movie going. Because you keep quitting.
Just get
you
through
can't.
The movie review,
just
dude.
Go
just
and finish
it. Just do the movie review.
I was so
my
happy
God,
to hear
Mr.
that
show
on
business.
Your own, on your own personal time, you were
that
watching
you were
a movie.
Down at your local gay video store, you picked up a gay Italian
I
movie.
Didn't pick it up.
You went home.
It was sent to me.
He said, is there any new gay Italian cinema I haven't seen yet? Ah, Mr. Caramello, I got to adjust the thing for you.
Mambo Italiano. What are you doing, Perry?
I'm done.
Perry, sit down.
Just finish the
Perry,
movie review. Just finish.
Just finish. Be professional. Come on. Scaremaster, who's a champion? Who is a champion, Perry?
I can be.
And Freddie Mercury.
James.
Okay, please just sit down and finish the movie review. You were like watching a guy... that has no coordination whatsoever.
Because of my fucking neck surgery.
Quit bragging.
Understand?
Put your headphones on.
It's called a blood clot in my fucking back of my head, asshole.
Put your headphones on.
No coordination. It's not because of myself not being uncoordinated. Because I had a blood clot removed.
Yeah, but you got it because you were uncoordinated on a skateboard.
Good point.
Hey, maybe we should start the theme song for Perry's Movie Time again.
Okay.
Shut up.
Once again, it's Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
It's a funny film about a man who wants to be
stop right here, Perry. Let me just point out something.
Shut.
No, you shut the fuck up and look at me, you motherfucker. Don't tell me to shut the fuck up.
Thank you. This funny film about an Italian man who wants to be a little boy his entire life makes me sick. Starring Luke Kirby as Angelo Barberini, the faggot son
what
of
up,
an immigrant Paul Sorvino, as Gino and mother Jeanette Reno, who played Maria. Now the faggot son moves another faggot into his place named Nino Paventi, played by Peter Miller. Now I knew this Miller wasn't Italian. When I first started watching this film,
how could you tell?
It was grossing me out.
Why? How could you tell he wasn't Italian, though?
It's just instinct. It was grossing me out. This guys were together, but when I saw that Angelo as a little boy used to always dance with his aunt. Now that could be something special, but you see, when it comes to a guy like me, I love pussy. That's where it's something special. God created man to be with whoa man, not a dick with another dick. Right, dick? I admit the movie has a funny storyline, but the whole faggot thing grosses me out. Spookier than any fucking horror film ever. End of
Get
story.
To the part where the guy blows the other guy's brujol.
Over and out.
That's your
Scare Master, was it your favorite gay Italian movie?
I don't have a favorite gay Italian movie.
Sounds like you do now.
I do not.
Would you watch it again?
Nope.
What'd you like about it? Tell me three things you did like about it.
Nothing, nothing,
you
and
just
nothing.
Said it had a funny story.
It was because
it was
there was
cute.
A,
you like
it
to
was,
see the
it
guys
was,
make out.
What are you doing? Bring the mic back. Stop being a fucking unprofessional fuck.
Unprofessional?
You said you liked
Never.
It. You said
what
it was
did
a
you
funny
like
romp.
You said it was a funny movie about
it. Was it had a storyline? These two guys moved in together. Paul Sorvino and what's her name?
Giancarlo Giannini.
Finny Barbarino.
Jeanette Reno as Maria.
Martin Balsam.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Lee Van Cleef.
Those guys were in it, too?
All those dudes were in it.
Oh, God. You're like a prank phone call to me.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Because I got these fucking assholes calling me up. Oh, hey, you want to start with some real actors? And the same names that he just mentioned off. With the same fucking voice. So you're prank phone calling me, aren't you?
I wish I was, dude. But someone's been calling you to talk about Martin Balsam and David Jansen. Lee Merriweather.
Hey, you
want to
start with the real actors?
Unbelievable.
Doing that.
They're assholes.
What can I say? It's quite flattering.
I'm done.
What are you done with?
Done with life.
Well, then you know what? It's time for 60 Seconds with Perry. Go!
www.scaryperryskateboards.com. That's www.scaryperryskateboards.com. The number 8.
Skateboards.
Shut your fucking mouth, faggot.
Was I saying something?
Yeah.
Well, you say bad words, Scare Master.
ScaryPerrySkateboards.com.
It's like when you sing along with your favorite song. Over, you know, you're like,
and out.
Can I use the rest of his time?
You're done?
Yeah, because this
Terrifying Tim is skateboard.
Terrifying Tim is nobody. There's no such thing as a fucking board named Terrifying Tim.
If you
want to
be an American,
at
ride a
Scary
skateboard
Perry
like
Skateboards.
A hero. Hey, stop on by the skateboard.
Go to Sports Chalet and buy Skim Sim Skateboards, too.
Go by Skateboard Land and buy a Terrifying Tim skateboard. And tell him Mole sent you.
Oh, God.
For the best in skateboards, it's Terrifying Tim.
Stop! And that was 60 Seconds with Perry. Why do you got to use the Lord's name in vain?
Stop!
Why do you got to yell?
Why do you got to yell?
Why do you got to yell? And what did I do?
I tell you one thing you didn't do. Both you guys would be a lot better off if before you came by the studio, the secret location in West Hollywood, California, if you would have stopped by What the Huck.
Oh, you're right.
That's right. For the finest in Thai cuisine, it's God. What the Huck.
Yummy.
Friendly service, They don't. They have the Perry's not allowed to crap in the bathroom policy. That's people are really enjoying. That's 323-654-7952. Where do you go for the finest in Thai cuisine, Perry?
Thailand.
I don't remember.
What the heck? What's the number?
323. Wait.
Why are you? This is a commercial. It's 654-7952. Where do they go, Mole?
One of those rays.
Do it in Spanish. That's good.
What do Cico say?
Yeah.
That's where you go.
I don't know if I could do it better than him.
You could try.
Tres, dos, tres, cinco, cuatro, siete, nueve, cinco, dos.
That's what the heck. Do you have sexcapades today?
Certainly, like always.
Well, not
is
always.
Is this about Barbarino?
No, this is about...
No, is this a true story or
another
lie?
Sure is, up in snow.
A lot of people are thinking you're lying.
Oh, yeah, sure. This goes back to a winter event in 1984.
What do you mean, yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, sure. You know, we received a letter today saying
you know what?
Somebody didn't
it's all
believe
bullshit.
You. I didn't hear any letters saying that, oh, yeah, that was a great story. I believe everything Perry said.
This goes back to 1984, all right? With a chick that I used to dance with at a place called Rubens up in Santa Ana.
Rubens. That's corned
Costa
beef
Mesa.
With sauerkraut.
It's not corned beef and sauerkraut. It was a fancy restaurant.
Yes, it is.
It was a fancy restaurant with a dance floor at night
back in the
80s.
I like to get a Ruben and I get french fries on the side. Thank you. And some pickles.
This chick's name was Tanya. I think it was Tanya. Where am I? Yeah. This girl was rocking. Fit to a core. Tanya, yeah. Was her name... She was in a rope constructor at Bally's in Huntington Beach. But
you
we used to meet up at, we used to meet up at the dance clubs and shit in Orange County. When I lived out there, I missed Orange County because of the sexy ladies. But there was one night, I spelled one wrong. There was one night we were dancing and talked about going up to Big Bear snow skiing. So we did it together. So got things organized and went up. It's about 7:30 a.m. when we got there, but
wow! What time did you leave to get up at Big Bear at 7:30? You left at 5 to get there at 7:30.
Yeah.
Now lift doesn't open till 8:30 at Big Bear.
Right, I get there early. I get there on time.
So really,
you're an hour early before the lifts
exactly.
open. So what do you do for that hour? Just sit around.
Now, which of these I next apply?
Now, do you mind if I finish reading this?
For an hour before the lifts open,
yes.
You're just sitting around.
Take your time.
You drive up there. That could have been an extra hour of sleep if the lifts aren't open till 8:30.
Is it safe?
What are you trying
don't
to do?
You want
hypnotize
to time
me?
It?
Look at those eyes.
Is it
looking
safe?
Into my eyes. I'm not.
Is
where
it
is
safe?
Is what safe?
Is it safe?
It's always safe when you ride with me.
So what happened when you got on the chairlift?
All right, no. Oh, forget about getting
who
on the chairlift.
Who paid for the lift tickets?
I paid for everything. She got her own skis. She rented her own skis before we went up.
She didn't pay for everything.
Yeah, so you lied again.
Where'd you guys go to eat?
I don't remember, but anyway.
Do you remember what you had to eat?
Hamburger sandwich?
Okay, all right, now here's what happened. We were up at the top of the mountain. It's almost midday. She wanted to go to the other side of the hillside, the back end of the hill, you know, where you're not supposed to go or go skiing and stuff.
Out of bounds, backside?
Something like that, right. So she starts walking over there, and then I started to follow her, and then she's leaning up against the tree, and she's pointing her finger like, come here. So I walked over to her. She pushes me down onto the snow, and then she jumps on top of me and starts, pull my long johns off going. What are you looking at me like that for?
I just don't believe a word you're saying. UA Craig III brought up some very big issues.
So you went out of bounds, the backside of Big Bear. Where is the backside of Big Bear out of bounds?
It's not out of bounds. It's the at the top of the hill.
Yeah.
Okay, when you exit a chair, you're not supposed to go on the other side of the mountain where you're not where the ski trails are not
go tell it on the mountain.
Okay. So I went, anyway, I went looking for her. I got her. She pushed me under the ground. She starts.
I remember when you went skiing with those two guys and you jerked those two guys off. You remember? You used to talk about it.
Show's over.
You used to talk about that stage.
This is the third time
you quit
today.
There was a guy on both sides of you.
Three times. You asked when the fucking movie was
coming out. Because you're a flaming faggot. I want nothing to do with this piece of shit. I'm done with Windy City Heat Part 2. Because there's never going to be a Windy City Heat Part 2 podcast. Not gonna be done ever again. Thank you.
Listen,
over and out.
You used to do that joke, Scare Master, when you slept up in the ski resort with those two guys, and when you woke up
you had a joke. I remember the joke where you said you were dreaming and you were going like this, pretending you were skiing, and you found out later you were jerking off two guys. That was from your motherfucking act. Be professional.
I never had an act like that.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. All right, I'll be willing to make you a little wager. I will put.
Never had an act like that.
I will multiply $100 for every dollar you bet me, and I will prove it with a videotape that you did a joke like that.
I might have done one like that.
All right,
long
but that's
time
what.
Ago.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
But I don't.
That's
remember
exactly
it.
What Mole was talking about.
You know, he's right. He doesn't remember it. But you jerked off two guys up at the ski resort. And used to brag about it in your act.
Okay, is that the end of your sexcapades? That's the end of your sexcapade.
So what happened with the girl? Frostbite?
Sex. It was one hell of a...
Wait a minute.
Frostbite sex.
In the cold snow, you took a lot of your cock sucking, but she got you hard enough to fuck her. Then you left the mountain afterwards. Afterwards. I was hers at Ruben's, and I wasn't working at the grocery store. Then you moved to the valley in February 1988. Then your Lucky's manager said, "You're a comedian, not a grocery store clerk. Get out of this business. Do what you love, comedy."
But just do it somewhere else. Did you ever have a Reuben sandwich again with the corned beef and the sauerkraut, Swiss cheese, Dijon dressing on rye bread with some French fries and pickles?
Well, the restaurant was a high class restaurant. It was one of those fancy.
So what did they do it on, like artisan rye bread? I don't know.
All right, well, listen, we got to wrap this up. What are you doing, Perry? That's the fifth time now you've quit.
How many times do you want me to quit today?
I want you to put the mic so we can hear you.
You hear me just fine.
Put your headphones on.
You don't need my headphones on. You guys like to yell in my ears. You're always going, go!
I don't always do that. Do I always do that, Mole? I do it one time a show.
Yeah, he hardly ever does it.
So we have these shows that are over an hour, and I do it one time.
Yeah, when it's my time.
And I say that one word, and you're going to complain about that?
Huh?
All right, it doesn't matter. Let's do something that people seem to like.
Yeah, and end the story. I mean, end the show.
Perry, that's the sixth time you've quit.
End the show.
Seven.
Eight, nine, ten, 11. How many times do you want me to say end the show?
Okay. Perry, just remember this. The reason that we're not doing a second movie is because of your stupidity, and you continue to do this.
So, my stupidity?
Yes. Just drop it. We're going to do something that people feel is the best thing we do on this show. That's right. It's time once again for a little thing I like to call, and Mole likes to call, and Perry likes to call, a little thing called Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
How many kids have you killed this week, Mole, with your stupid
How
game
dare
pieces?
You? The man who killed Nathaniel, the man who killed his friend up at Big Bear.
Man,
I killed who?
And on the day of your mother's death.
What about the day
really,
of my mother's death?
You're gonna start to cast stones of other people killing people? The day of your mom's death.
My mom
didn't die. Oh, yeah, she didn't
birthday.
Die, really.
It's her
she
birthday.
Didn't die.
She was born
okay.
on
Okay,
on
she didn't die. Birth. Okay, but also then she didn't die and leave everything to your brother because your brother didn't, in fact, smother her with a pillow in her hospital room like maybe you did.
He didn't smother her with a pillow.
No, he didn't, but maybe you did.
Do we have to say anything, Mole, about Mole Play?
Nope.
Well, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here on the show. People really, really love it. I think Perry's terrible at the game, but we're going to continue on. And this is a game where Mole's in charge. He will set up a scenario, and that could be something we've talked about on the show. It could be part.
It usually is.
Or it could be something part of pop culture.
Oh.
You never know. Then what Mole will do, he'll cast this scene. He'll direct the scene. The only thing that we don't know, we know how it's going to be done, but what we don't know, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Scam Master, I wasn't trying to imply that you killed your mother in the hospital bed, and that's why she left everything to your brother. No.
But it could have been that.
Just saying, possibly. But we know that she loved him a little more than she loved you.
A little or a lot more.
She didn't do it on purpose.
Well, she also loved you, I'm sure.
She loved all of us.
On today's Mole Play, we are heading to the hot spot on the globe. We are heading to Israel, where the ceasefire is barely holding on by a thread. Hamas may start shelling Israel again, and Israel may start deploying rockets deep into Gaza once more. Only one thing can stop it. A rock show. A rock show with the greatest rockers in Rocktown. Who should get off the plane but rock star Stone Fury and his band, the Rockers? And who's waiting for him? Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Oh, God.
Benjamin's ready to go on a full all-out assault on Hamas, and it's up to
stupid
Stone
fuck.
Fury.
No. No.
With the power of rock.
No.
To stop the rock.
No.
Stone Fury exits his private jet surrounded by a beautiful bunch of girls.
Whoa.
Let's see. Who's going to play who? All right. Scaremaster, you play Stone Fury, who has to convince the Israeli government that rock will stop the rockets. Dan, you are Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Mole Play.
My friend, Mr. Stone the Fury, I am a big fan. Remove these women. Chop their heads off. Come this
what?
Way. Come this way. You know, we are very excited to have you performing here. Before, we thought it was just Barry Gibbs and the Gibbets, a real ripoff version of the Bee Gees. We do not need them here. We like the joke of staring alive, but after that, it was not. So, Mr. Stone the Fury.
Yeah.
What are you going to do for us today?
We're gonna rock!
Before you do that, I must tell you a secret. People look at me as a killer.
Why are you like this? Why? Huh?
Well, like
you got
no
reason to be this way.
Don't break out his Italian accent.
You gotta be polite to people.
Why? May I tell you a secret? I feel like you're a friend of mine.
I'm not a friend of yours.
I kill people. Do you know why? They say it's
for them.
Because
you're a fucking asshole, that's why.
No, I'm a fucking faggot. And I
oh, my God. Get him away from me!
I want to
get him away from
kiss
me!
Kiss me, Mr. Fury.
Only Rock can save the day. Don't Fury, rock out!
We're going to rock! Rock! We're going to rock! Rock!
And I'll keep going. Keep going. And as he continues to rock, sing, sing, sing.
Oh, wow, my neck is killing me.
I want to suck your
Israelis
cock, Mr. Stone Fury.
And the Palestinians.
That's all you want
to
do.
Put down their weapons and come together and hug one another.
I have an announcement. Please listen to this announcement. I've decided it is a ceasefire. I am in love with Mr. Stone Fury. And to prove
hug,
my
and
love.
They hug.
Give me a hug.
Don't grab my neck. You try to fucking kiss me, I'm going to break your
kiss.
Fucking face.
And that's Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Why do you get so uptight during Mole Play?
Because you want me to kiss...
You know what?
You
it's
want me
yes,
to kiss
and.
You?
He's making dramatic choices.
He's gay!
I'm gay?
He's gay! Give me a kiss.
He's not the one who's just jerking guys two at a time.
What?
To be in a Christine Applegate movie.
What?
I'm just doing my job.
He's doing his job.
I'm just doing my
job.
You're just dreaming of being like a me, huh?
Well, I really think this. I think that Perry, once again, you really suck today.
I'm great.
You came in with such an
I have an attitude and I'm done.
Well, am I wrong about this?
Nope. You're not wrong.
If you want to get in touch with us on the social network, don't forget, on Twitter, I'm at SimplyDon1. That's Simply Don with the number one.
I'm at SimplyDan2.
And Mole, you are at SimplyDan2. Perry, you are...
Perry F.
No, that's not your Twitter.
Oh,
Twitter,
no. Perry818.
And, of course,
Twitter.
John Quincy Adams at JQA Productions. Don't forget, Terrifying Tim is on there.
He's dead.
Well, so what? Still send him something nice. We also have, don't forget, on Facebook, I'm at Don Barris. Perry's at Perry F. Caravello. That's K-A-R.
Okay, I've got the K-A-R account open now. My other account, the Perry F. Caravello, C-A-R-A-V as in Victor, E-double-L-O, should be back in action sometime tomorrow, I hope. As soon as we can get in contact with Facebook and
okay, stop. Okay, nobody's going to talk to you. Oh, here's something to remember. Monday nights, 10 p.m., the Comedy Store, the Ding Dong Show. Every night, I close out at the Comedy Store. Put her there, guys.
And don't forget to check out the Big 3 Midnight Podcast from the Sundance Film Festival. Come on down and see us live. We're going to be at the Sundance Film Festival.
Okay, that's mid-January, but nothing is positive about that yet. Here, put her there, guys. Here we go. Big three. Goodbye.
Are we seriously going to the Sundance?